Welcome into J-Dub's Corner here on the Count Pointer Count pregame show on OSG Sports Radio. I, of course, am Brother J-Dub. The Barrow Whalers are the one and only Arctic high school football team in America. 330 miles north of the Arctic Circle, the northernmost point of Alaska. It's a place with no grass, no trees, but plenty of snow and ice covering the landscape 8 months out of the year. The Whalers' playing field is a glorified gravel pit, a plot of land used to operate heavy machinery in the winter and to dry gravel in the summer. The goalposts are made of spare sprinkler pipe, and the occasional polar bear stops off to watch the football games. Why am I telling you this? It's because of today's special guest, of course. Joining us now in the corner is Kathy Parker, a Jacksonville mother of four, and a woman an Alaskan newspaper is calling the Mother Teresa of the gridiron. Kathy, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For a little background, you began an initiative in February of this year called Project Alaska Turf, trying to help the Whalers get a blue artificial turf playing field, much like the Smurf turf in place at Boise State University. What made you, a bank executive in Florida, want to help a high school football team thousands of miles away?
Well, yeah, I watched the ESPN special about the team and about the struggles that they were having with, you know, drugs and alcohol abuse and with the kids, you know, just not going to school and really having no ambition. And they had implemented a football program because the kids had said, you know, this is what would keep us in school. They had done a survey. They were really just, you know, at wit's end on what to do to change what was happening to their youth. And they implemented a football program, and it was working. They were, you know, for the first time in history, they had the highest, you know, GPA of their male students, and kids were, you know, really going to class. But there was a lot of controversy over the program. You know, many of the educators, you know, thought it was a waste of money because it was so expensive, you know, to have a football program that far north where there's no roads into Barrow, so you're having to fly all of your opponents in and you're having to fly out to, you know, each game.
Right.
And so it was an extreme cost. And so, you know, that's why I thought, well, gosh, you know, what can we do? And, you know, when I came up with the artificial turf, it was just something tangible, you know, to help them.
In the process of this whole thing, you were trying to raise $500,000 for this turf. In the process, you invited the Whalers down to Bartram Trail High School, where your husband is the offensive coordinator there, to practice alongside the Bears football team for a week. How did that go?
That was awesome. Yes, and I have to say, my original idea, I wanted to bring their coaches down because I thought that, you know, they could learn about, you know, teaching the young men about, you know, not just, you know, the X's and O's of the game, but we have just an awesome mentoring program that our high school coach implements, and it just really makes fine character in young men, and that was, you know, the reason behind us inviting them down. Our head coach said, you know, have them come down. You know, if they can pay for their airline tickets, then, you know, we'll pay for everything else. And so I'm telling you, you know, Florida absolutely rolled out the red carpet for these young men. Every meal, everything was taken care of, and all, you know, just complimented everything, all the sightseeing, transportation and all that. And they stayed in our homes, and it was the most rewarding experience that our family has ever done. You know, we had two boys that stayed with us, and one of them had, he'd been in seven different foster homes, and he was just very introverted, very quiet. But he needed to see, you know, a love of a family, and he needed
right.
to see that there was a future. You know, when you're that far away from any other towns and you don't have roads into your city and that's it and that's all you see and you don't have a university and you don't have things to look at, you know, for your future, then it's hard for you to imagine, you know, life being any different. And these young men, I mean, they just got hope. There's no other thing to say except that, you know, they changed when they were here. And they changed us, too, because we saw, you know, what we have. You know, our boys are so blessed. We have wonderful facilities, wonderful coaches, and it was just a time where our boys could give back a little bit of what they've been so blessed with.
Jack Del Rio and the Jaguars also became involved in the project. How did you get the Jags on board with what you guys were doing in Florida?
Well, it was really difficult at first because it is such a bizarre story. And so when I first called them and I started, you know, rambling on about a team coming from, you know, the most northern part of Alaska and coming down here, and, you know, it was a lot to comprehend. And but I think they saw that I was really serious about it, and
right.
We wanted to get them involved. And we, of course, we had a lot of media coverage, and the Jaguars, they needed some good press. You know, they had like their eighth arrest of the season or something like that, and they needed, you know, something good to happen, you know, that they could be a part of, and so it was a great fit, you know, for the team to come over and to watch the Jaguars practice, and then they got to eat with the Jaguars and just, you know, mingle with them. And you know, one particular event that day stands out to me, and it was a young man that from Alaska who had never known his father, and he sat down with Ernest Wilford, which is my favorite Jaguar player.
Right.
And Ernest, you know, just really, you know, told him, you know, look, you know, you can be a godly young man, and you can, you know, just be a man of integrity, and just really poured into this young man, and it absolutely made a big difference in his life. And so that's what we wanted, you know, more than, you know, compensation or, you know, just monetary giving from them. We wanted, you know, these boys to see men who have gotten a lot of success through the game of football, but are also, you know, awesome, you know, family men and just, you know, wonderful contributors to the community.
Well, moving on to more current events now, you actually got the field and you got the turf and the mulch headed towards Barrow, and you've had a heck of a time in recent days trying to get the turf actually to its destination, being stuck various points of the way. Talk about the outpouring of support that you've received from private companies stepping up to help you in your time of need, getting this turf up actually to Barrow.
Mm-hmm. That I would just describe as miracle after miracle. I had no idea how difficult it would be, and you know, I had someone from Barrow that worked in their public work department tell me that it would be easier to put a field on the moon, and I believe it, you know. But you have to fly everything in, and just getting to a point where you can load it to fly it in is
right.
difficult. And so UPS just totally came to the rescue and picked up products out of Pennsylvania and out of Georgia and transported them all the way to the West Coast. And then in Seattle, we just had a company that said, you know, we will help you. And they loaded it and put it on in big containers and put it on barges. And things had to go at different times because there were some products that were too heavy. And so those products had to go on a barge all the way to Barrow, and that takes a month.
Right.
And then there were products that we needed sooner that, you know, we had no choice but to fly them in. So, yes, we had thought through the whole process that the National Guard would help us on that last leg and fly the products in for us. And they really wanted to, but it just came down to where that they could not do it. And so we had to get help, and we had, like, only 24 hours to come up with plans. And the private sector just came in, and they volunteered to go get the products, to, you know, load them on trucks and to get them to a certain part of Alaska, and then they put them on, you know, on planes and flew them in. So I just can't thank those people enough for everything that they did. And they made it possible because there was just no way that it could happen. You know, I don't know that you could pay for it. These people, they donated and donated and donated their time, their service, their fuel, and it's just amazing what they did.
Now, what's the latest status on the field? Do you think the field will be ready by August 17th, which is the Whalers' first game of the year?
That's exactly what we're shooting for. We have installers there with the turf company, and then we also flew in two gentlemen with the Navy Reserves that are from the construction battalion to help, that volunteered to help, and we flew them in from Detroit all the way to Barrow, and so we've got a lot of help there, and we've got the daylight on our side because, you know, this time of the year in Alaska, there's 24-hour sunlight, and pretty much they're working around the clock, and they keep telling me they're going to have it ready, so I'm trusting that they are. I have no reason to doubt them.
Yeah, well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for you. Hopefully we can get that field finished by the 17th. Now, the original goal for Project Alaska Turf was $500,000. The bill jumped to $800,000, and I'm sure it's grown since then. Is your project still looking for donations, and how can our listeners contact you if they'd like to help out the Whaler cause?
We absolutely need donations, and we have gotten so far with just individuals giving, and it is amazing to me. And they're all over the country. They're from every state. But it's, our website is ProjectAlaskaTurf.com. That's T-U-R-F.com. ProjectAlaskaTurf.com. And if you go on our website, you'll see that you can donate online using a credit card, or you can send a check to our P.O. box. But we need donations. I still have a lot of things that we need to pay for the field. And it's just been, you know, people hearing about it and knowing they share the same vision that we do, that yes, you know, this program is going to help those young men. And they give. And it's just the most heartwarming thing I've ever been a part of.
Now, you Clemson community that's listening here, Kathy's son signed a scholarship to play quarterback at Clemson in 2008, so you better step up to the plate and help out Kathy and
her
goals.
Right.
Now, Kathy, what's one thing you've pulled from this event? Because obviously you've been involved since February. It's almost done now. What if you could take one thing away from this whole process, what would it be?
Well, my faith has grown tremendously, and just what I realize, it brings out the goodness in people. You know, people that just will give and, you know, what can I do? You know, how can I be a part of this? And it's made such an impression on those young men in Bear, Alaska, because, you know, most of the people that have given will never meet them, and they'll never know their names, but they give to them, showing that they care about them, and I will just tell you, it will save some of their lives. Many of those young men, like one of them had told me that he had started doing drugs when he was in the third grade, and I said, well, are you still doing them? He goes, no, I want to play on that football team. And so they just needed a reason, and they needed some hope. And to be able to give a young man that is just, I just don't know that you can put a price on it. You know, it's just the most wonderful thing to be a part of. And everyone can have a part in it, and that's by just helping us, you know, finish paying for this.
Well, I think the Anchorage newspaper had it right when they called you Barrow's Mother Teresa. So, Kathy Parker, from all of us here at OSG Sports Radio, we applaud you for the work that you've done for Barrow, Alaska. And if there's anything we could do to help you in the future, do not hesitate to contact us, okay?
Well, thank you. Thank you for spreading the word. That's what it's all about. Thank you so much.
Joining us here in the corner today is Kathy Parker, the leader of Project Alaska Turf, trying to get the Barrow Whalers high school football team a new football field, and it looks like that's actually going to come into fruition. So, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us here in the corner this week.
Thank you very much.